Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. Those Celeste trivia questions are typically extremely hard, but I see Rafer Guzman uncharacteristically nodding his head.
Mine aren't as hard as yours.
Oh, I think yours are way harder.
All right, we'll get to that a little bit later. Rafer Guzman is here, film critic for Newsday and Takeaway Movie contributor and co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Also, Kristen Meinzer, co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. Good
morning.
As Celeste indicated in that trivia question, this week's big movie opening is a backstage country music drama called Country Strong. Gwyneth Paltrow playing a popular country singer, Kelly Cantor. She's battling alcoholism and competition from a younger singer. It sounds a little bit like Crazy Heart for Girls.
Yes.
That's sort of the premise.
All About Eve, sort of. Crazy Heart.
Well, in thinking about this movie, I wanted to ask you, because she does sing her own songs, Gwyneth Paltrow does, in this movie. And, you know, both of you have a large archive of movie experiences. And, you know, it's not always the case that actors sing in movies. And sometimes when they do, it's a real fiasco. What's the sort of history here, Rafer?
I think really it was Walk the Line that kind of changed everything. When
the biopic.
Yeah, right. About
Johnny Cash
and June Carter Cash with Joaquin Phoenix and Reese Witherspoon. And they got a lot of attention for doing their own songs and doing a really good job of singing. You know, Joaquin Phoenix really did look and sound quite a bit like Johnny Cash. And I think that kind of set the bar. Ever since then, I think it's kind of not acceptable to have someone else dubbing in your singing.
Well, wait a second.
Singing.
Didn't Coal Miner's Daughter with Sissy Spacek
Absolutely.
Sort of set the
yeah.
bar
Absolutely.
There?
Yeah, Sissy Spacek was great.
And then
even
you've got things
that,
like Moulin Rouge where people are like, please don't let them sing again.
Well, right.
Well, describe what happened in Moulin Rouge.
In Moulin Rouge, I mean, I think the singing was sort of, I think it really depended on how big a Nicole Kidman fan you were.
Well,
but I think the singing was not that great.
Let's listen here.
A kiss on the hand may be open up. Continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Oh, God.
Kind of a Harvey Firestein feel there. Yeah. You really need the orchestra.
Really, really bad.
Yeah. You know, I have to say the arrangements in that movie were really bad, too. It wasn't entirely the singer's fault. I really think the arrangements were just terrible in Moulin Rouge.
But you've also got some great stuff. I thought Renee Zellweger was fantastic
in Chicago.
In Chicago. Uh-huh.
I agree with that totally. Yeah.
Everyone was quite good in Chicago.
And that's hard music. And Catherine Zeta-Jones, I think, sang her own part in
Chicago.
Yeah,
she won an Oscar for it, too.
But they also hired Queen Latifah, who already could sing, which I think should be the model.
Right. And then you've got Nine, Daniel Day-Lewis singing. Oh. That was just disastrous. I mean, it really depends. Not everyone can do it. I think for the most part, it doesn't come off that well. And here's one thing. If you actually go out and buy the soundtrack to Walk the Line and put it on and sit at it, all your illusions will vanish. Now without all those those visual cues and close-ups of him at the mic and close-ups of the crowd and blah, 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 without that, you're just listening to some guy sound like Johnny Cash. It just makes you want to go get an actual Johnny Cash album.
Oh, that's interesting. So the power of the movie to actually evoke Jeff Bridges, did he sing his own stuff?
Yeah, he did
stuff?
In Country Heart. Yeah, and he was good because I think he wasn't imitating anyone else. He was just, he built a character from scratch and then tried to sing like that character, you know?
And that movie was heavily influenced by T-Bone Burnett, who's a music producer who creates characters in albums. And I'm just wondering if this movie with Gwyneth Paltrow could have used a T-Bone Burnett.
It has a lot of the songs are written by actual country songwriter for hire types, you know.
Thought the songs were very convincing as country songs.
The songs are good,
imagine hearing any of these songs if I was just turning on Top 40 radio.
Let's listen to a clip from the movie that opens this weekend. It's Gwyneth Paltrow singing to her friend Beau in her room at the rehab center. Gosh, you know, you can't write this
stuff. They meet Icky.
Country Strong.
I remember that day when our eyes first met. You ran into the building to get out of the rain, 'cause you were soaking wet. And when you held the door,
Gwyneth Paltrow, none of the goofy executive
like
character
angels.
From Iron Man.
Right.
No Iron Man in there.
That's right. No Iron Man. But she's.
No, I was going to say it's a mistitled movie, Country Strong, because her voice definitely isn't strong,
right.
As you can tell from that sample there.
Nor is her character.
very strong. No, I mean, she's a very, she's
now
very weak.
Now we get to
she's
it.
A very weak character. I think.
What about the plot? I mean, in many ways, this has been done before. Crazy Heart was a fantastic
coal
movie.
Coal Miner's Daughter is
a true story, of course.
Right,
and
right.
Walk the Line, you already mentioned. Does this work?
I don't actually have a problem with the fact that it's just a schlocky, thin, awful soap opera. Sometimes because I thought the characters were at least not just good or not just bad. They were fairly well-rounded. Their relationships were totally not believable.
For you, going to a schlocky movie is like the high point of your day, right?
This is true. I am also someone who thinks Patrick Swayze singing She's Like the Wind is not a bad thing. So
really?
So
getting to our film historian, Rafael Guzman, whose tastes are perhaps a little bit higher bar here. What do you think?
I would pronounce this a lousy film is what
really?
I would say. Yeah, I think the characters
nice afternoon
are,
for Kristen, you know, but a lousy film.
Yeah, yeah. I think the characters are really half-formed. You would call them well-rounded. I would call them half-formed. It's just, you know, this is it's like every single country music drama you've ever seen all smashed into one film. You know, there's the breakdown in the shower scene. There's the, you know, throwing the vodka bottle scene. There's the guy hits the other guy in the jaw scene. There's every single scene that you've seen before, and I feel like they force it all in, and I just thought it didn't work, and it feels like a soap opera.
Does Gwyneth add anything?
She's got a lot of smeared mascara, you know, but she doesn't convince you as a possible sort of country superstar. She seems too fragile. She
All
seems
right.
too weak for that.
So let's go to the trivia question. 10 years ago, she debuted as a singer in the movies, singing alongside Huey Lewis. What's the name of the film, Rafer?
Is it Duets?
I was going to say Duets also.
Directed by her father, I think, Bruce
Beltrow.
Baby, let's cruise away.
That's Huey.
It's a winner.
It's odd that they choose to sing Cruisin'. It's dad and daughter. That's a weird song for a father.
Well, great work on the trivia. Great work on the movies. Rafer Guzman, Kristen Meinzer, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.